Thank you so much for choosing to be here tonight. I'm sure there are lots of other things you could be doing, and it feels really good, really important to be together. It's been an intense week. So I'd like to acknowledge, I have, for those of you who probably can't see that are on the floor, but there's a rainbow, a big rainbow flag here with the names of the 49 people who lost their lives in Orlando on Sunday, and their picture as well. And I'd like to dedicate this evening the merit of our practice and our time together to all that were affected in the Orlando shooting this past Sunday. So I'd like to offer for our meditation tonight a loving kindness practice. I think it'd be good to generate some love. So if you'd please find a comfortable position on your seat or on your cushion on the floor. And assuming a posture that manifests your dignity and worth to exist in this world. Allow yourself to take a couple of nice deep breaths in and out to fully arrive here this evening. Seeing if you can let go of any worries or concerns of the day just for this next little while. And then taking a moment to become aware of how your body is feeling. If you like, you can begin at the top of your head and scan downwards, noticing any areas of stress or tension, as well as areas of ease and spaciousness. And see if you can meet whatever you find with compassion and kindness. Now bringing your attention to your heart center. Maybe if it's helpful, placing your hand on your heart if that feels comfortable for you. And become aware of what you're feeling, what emotions may be present for you right now. And just trusting that whatever you find here is totally okay. And then lastly, becoming aware of the quality of your mind right now. Is it full of thoughts? Are these thoughts racing and constant? Or is your mind feeling spacious and peaceful? Or maybe something in between? And whatever you find here, see if you can meet it with compassion, kindness, and acceptance, if you can. So as we begin this loving kindness practice, just know that whatever state of mind, body, heart you're in, you're invited to participate. Loving kindness, or metta in Pali, the Buddhist language, is often described as a sincere wish for the welfare and genuine happiness of all beings, without exception. If for whatever reason you feel unable to do this right now, just please ignore my instructions and practice in whatever form of meditation works best for you at this time. So as we begin, we'll start with gladdening the heart by thinking of a being that you love dearly, a parent, a child, a friend, a partner, a pet. And just see if you can generate a vibration of love that emanates from your heart outwards as I share these loving kindness phrases with you. So seeing if you can just feel an energetic coming from your heart outwards. So we'll begin the practice first by offering loving kindness to ourselves. I initially thought the Buddha said this, but the internet said he didn't. So you can search throughout the entire universe for someone who's more You can search the entire universe for someone who's more deserving of your love and affection than you are yourself. And that person is not to be found anywhere. You, yourself, as much as anybody in the entire universe, deserves your love and affection. You, yourself, as much as anybody in the entire universe, deserve your love and affection. So feeling that energy of your heart within as I recite these phrases. May I be happy and peaceful. May I accept myself just as I am. May I be safe and protected from inner and outer harm. May I be healthy and strong. May I be free from suffering. May I awaken and be free. Taking those words in, however they land for you right now, whether they resonate or not, it's totally okay. May I be happy and peaceful. May I accept myself just as I am. May I be safe and protected from inner and outer harm. May I be healthy and strong. May I be free from suffering. May I awaken and be free. Being aware of how those phrases are landing in you, noticing how it feels in your body, being aware of how it feels in your heart, and noticing the impact it has on your mind. And we will now offer metta to a benefactor, a being who has supported us in a significant way in our lives. It could be a parent, a teacher, a mentor, a pet. And let us offer them these well wishes. May you be happy and peaceful. May you accept yourself just as you are. May you be safe and protected from inner and outer harm. May you be healthy and strong. May you be free from suffering. May you awaken and be free. As these words land, how does this impact your feeling towards this person who has benefited you in so many ways in your life, maybe even transformed it, as we continue to wish them well? May you be happy and peaceful. May you accept yourself just as you are. May you be safe and protected from inner and outer harm. May you be healthy and strong. May you be free from suffering. May you awaken and be free. Feeling that connection, if you can, with that benefactor. Perhaps feeling a sense of gratitude. We'll now offer loving kindness to a neutral being, someone you may not know very well, like the UPS person, the clerk at the store, the bus driver, the wait person at a restaurant, and offering them these well wishes. May you be happy and peaceful. May you accept yourself just as you are. May you be safe and protected from inner and outer harm. May you be healthy and strong. May you be free from suffering. May you awaken and be free. So imagining sending out these well wishes to people we pass every single day and have no idea who they are or no idea of what burden they're carrying, that they deserve these well wishes too. May you be happy and peaceful. May you accept yourself just as you are. May you be safe and protected from inner and outer harm. May you be healthy and strong. May you be free from suffering. May you awaken and be free. Just imagining a world where we're constantly sending these well wishes to people, be it on the subway or at school or at a workplace, generating that sense of loving kindness. And now we'll offer loving kindness to a difficult being. Not a super difficult person, if that would be triggering at this time, but someone whom you find challenging to talk to or be around right now. After warming up, is there a place in your heart right now to offer them these well wishes? May you be happy and peaceful. May you accept yourself just as you are. May you be safe and protected from inner and outer harm. May you be healthy and strong. May you be free from suffering. May you awaken and be free. Noticing, being aware of what it feels like in your body, what's arising in your heart, and what's impacting your mind as you offer loving kindness to this quote-unquote difficult person, difficult being. May you be happy and peaceful. May you accept yourself just as you are. May you be safe and protected from inner and outer harm. May you be healthy and strong. May you be free from suffering. May you awaken and be free. And finally, we offer metta to all beings in all directions, with no exception, all over this world and beyond. Any beings that are close to you, your family, friends, loved ones, extended communities, workplaces, schools, offering all beings these well wishes. May all beings be happy and peaceful. May all beings accept themselves just as they are. May all beings be safe and protected from inner and outer harm. May all beings be healthy and strong. May all beings be free from suffering. May all beings awaken and be free. Including all beings, the winged ones, four-legged, insects, all sentient beings. May all beings be happy and peaceful. May all beings accept themselves just as they are. May all beings be safe and protected from inner and outer harm. May all beings be healthy and strong. May all beings be free from suffering. May all beings awaken and be free. So just taking a moment to check in with yourself and noticing the quality of your body, heart, and mind in this moment. Does it feel any different from when you first sat down tonight? So as we close, I'd like to offer the Metta Sutta as translated by my teacher, Catriona Reed, a trans woman at Manzanita Village in Southern California. If you want to live in truth and integrity, if you hunger for joy and freedom, then live simply. Be impeccable in everything you do, in every word, thought, and deed. Be receptive, gentle, and unassuming. Avoid irrelevant obligations and extraneous distractions. Learn to be content with less, modest in what you consume. Simplify your tastes, tread lightly. Be gracious and appropriate, self-sufficient. Find ways to create balance in your relationships, especially with those people you love the most. Respect the needs of others. Avoid antagonizing them unnecessarily. May all beings be happy and peaceful. May their hearts be full. All living beings, strong ones and weak, large or small, seen or unseen, those nearby or far away, those already born and those yet to be born, beings you can only imagine, as well as those that are beyond imagination, wherever they are, whatever they are, may all beings be joyous and happy. Let no one deceive another. Let no one despise another. Let no one out of resentment or anger wish harm to another. Just as a mother would give her life to protect an only child, so cultivate that same boundless open heart towards all of life. Let your thoughts of unconditional love and kind-heartedness permeate the cosmos, extending in all directions without obstruction, free from preconceptions or fear. Whatever you happen to be doing, whether you are seated, standing, walking, or lying down, so long as you draw breath, find ways to cultivate this quality of loving-kindness, this tender quality of mind, which of all qualities is said to be most accurately reflecting of the truth of who you are. Let go of any idea that you are separate from the web of living beings. Let your life be informed by the understanding that all things are interconnected. Find ways to relinquish what you've used as substitutes for love and accept in their place the gift and infinite pleasure of boundless love. Wake up to all that surrounds you. Wake up to your life and be free. So we'll take the last 10 minutes of this meditation period to continue practicing loving kindness or practicing your Vipassana insight meditation practice or whatever meditation practice feels appropriate for you right now that supports your heart, body, and mind.